This is the Texas Standard.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said just yesterday that it is unlikely that a wall along the U.S. southern border will be built in full, a bit different from the Trump administration's original proposed plans, but perhaps the solid wall of rhetoric might be having an effect nonetheless. This, given word that the number of people apprehended by border agents last month fell to a 17-year low. In fact, the numbers have dropped by two-thirds since January alone. Chris Cabrera is on the front lines of this development. He is the vice president of the local 3307 National Border Patrol Council. That is a union representing Border Patrol agents. He's also the national spokesperson for the union. Welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So this claim that the apprehensions have dropped along the border, does that line up with what you and your members are seeing on the ground?
Yeah, most definitely. Down here in McAllen, in the last few years, we've been getting the majority of apprehensions throughout the nation. And I know it's pretty much slow to a crawl out here. You know, just 3 months ago, people were turning themselves in huge numbers, you know, 50, 80, 100 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And now we're back to working like we used to, where we're out there looking for them. They're no longer turning themselves in.
What accounts for this drop in apprehensions, do you think?
You know, I think it's a couple things. I think one is the rhetoric that's coming out. People realize that this president is serious, this administration is serious about ending illegal immigration and talks of the wall. And I think it's the political will. The actions speak louder than words. Things have been done, and our agents are getting back to work. The morale is up. They got a little pep in their step, and they're out there getting the job done.
Am I right in saying, it seems like I recall you telling me that your union supported Mr. Trump during the election. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. This is the only time in Border Patrol Council history that we've ever endorsed any candidate on a presidential level.
Well, now I'm reading some stories, especially in the right-wing media, which say that many Border Patrol officers are feeling betrayed by the president that they supported because of the person selected to be their new boss, someone who was part of the Obama administration back in the day.
You know, as far as the actual nomination for, I guess you're speaking of Deputy Commissioner McAleenan, correct?
Yeah, Kevin McAleenan, who was seen by many as enacting President Obama's open border vision.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had, as far as the council's concerned, we haven't come out with a statement on that one way or the other. You know, we'll let it play out a little more before we decide to comment on there. So, yeah, we haven't had a discussion about it one way or the other as far as how we feel about it or where it's going to go.
Well, this week, the federal government closed off proposals for building a border wall. You know, they've received scores of applications. And right now, the president himself saying that the wall is less likely to be a single continuous barrier and more of a mix, you know, what's already there along with a new concrete barrier and technology, sensors and drones. Does that sound sufficient to you?
You know, that sounds like a good idea. You know, we do need barriers along the border. Now, granted, if you look in the Big Bend area, you have sheer 30, 40, 50 foot cliffs, and putting a 30 foot wall on top of a 50 foot cliff is kind of redundant. In Texas alone, one measure wouldn't work from El Paso to Brownsville. And then you got Arizona, New Mexico, and California mixed in there. So there's going to be different needs for different areas of the country. And, you know, it would be kind of redundant to put walls in some places that already have natural boundaries.
You know, back when we spoke with you in January about the logistics of the wall and the new administration, you said your hope was that the Border Patrol would be allowed to move away from what you call babysitting. You know, where people are apprehended and more time spent taking care of those people and less time actually policing the border. Has there been such a change?
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a brief rundown if you got a second. In the McAllen area, it's been the busiest. We account for half of the apprehensions in the nation. In January, we had about 10,000 apprehensions just at that station alone. In February, it dropped to about 4,000. In March, we were under 2,000. So it has dropped considerably. Now, we had all that manpower designed to do the processing to deal with the women and children coming in. And with the apprehension slowing so much, now we're able to free a lot of these agents up to go out there and patrol. So we still have some folks doing the babysitting duties, but the vast majority of those guys are freed up to go out there and do field work and prevent people from coming in, from drugs from coming in, from whatever coming in, and getting out there and doing the core of our job, which is what we were trained to do.
Chris Cabrera is vice president of the local chapter of the National Border Patrol Council and national spokesperson for the Border Patrol Agents Union. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Standard.
No, no problem. Thanks for having me.